are here at the 2019 NEFQ Annual Conference in lovely New Orleans, Louisiana. And in the studio lounge, we're talking data analytics today.
Yes.
Who isn't talking data analytics today? Emily Engstrom from Advantage Analytics. How are you, Emily?
Doing great. Loving the warm weather here, coming from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Nice change of
warm plan. Weather.
Yes. It's been an amazing conference so far.
Yeah.
Have really just learned a ton, and NEFQ always hosts such a great event.
Mm-hmm.
So just really excited to be here.
Cool. Any highlights? Anything stand out for you? There's a lot. They have a ton of content here for sure.
Yeah, probably for me, it's just been able to talk with so many of the credit union partners,
mm-hmm.
and just getting a better idea of where they are. You know, especially we live in the world of data analytics,
oh, yeah.
So really just having some great conversations around where credit unions are at today, what
mm-hmm.
they're trying to solve for. A lot of questions around how do they even get their board better involved, and how do they really make this more across the enterprise versus
mm-hmm.
just an IT project mm-hmm. that has to get funding. So have just been having a lot of great conversations around that. So
right
it's been
on.
A lot of fun.
Right
yeah.
on. So where are we with data analytics? Because these days you can't swing a cat without talking about it.
Yes.
So and it used to be back in the day, it was only talked about in the IT server room, that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like enterprise-wide, affects everybody. So where are we in the credit union industry with data analytics?
Yeah, so great question. So I say with the credit union industry and across all credit unions, or in all industries,
mm-hmm.
really, very early in on its infancy.
Okay, still, all right.
Even if you look at the biggest capital ones out there,
mm-hmm.
they're a little bit further ahead.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the funding, the capital, the resources, but they're still trying to solve for this as well, too. So I think everyone is really wanting to figure out data analytics and how to better understand,
mm-hmm.
interpret, organize their data to be able to take the right actions,
right.
whether it's member outreach, growth, whatever their use case is.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's still trying to solve for it. So I think where credit unions are at, and it depends on the specific department within each credit union too, but is really pretty early on with, hey, just trying to organize and translate the data.
Yeah,
so really trying
yeah.
to get a better idea of where the data all sits. Because
exactly. Prioritizing it.
Exactly.
What's good data, what's bad data, all that
yes.
stuff. Yeah.
And it's all sitting across 80 different systems within the credit unions, and then you've got all the legacy systems out there too.
Oh
so
my gosh.
That is a huge, huge project just in itself. But what I think, you know, you mentioned it's not just being talked about within the server rooms anymore, is really the great thing that we're starting to see is this evolution where it's really been driven by this great collaboration between the IT and the analyst and the business.
Mm-hmm.
So the business is really coming with, hey, here are the problems we're trying to solve for,
mm-hmm.
and then what data do we need to be able to solve for those,
mm-hmm.
or to be able to get better insights or
right.
trends on it. So that's what we're seeing, is a really strong collaboration,
okay.
because when we can see those pieces come together, that's
mm-hmm.
really where you're going to see the best results.
Okay.
I think also credit unions are, you know, really early on in their data governance and data definitions,
mm-hmm.
which is such a crucial part of a data analytics strategy.
Data definitions.
Mm-hmm.
Emily, enlighten me here. Okay, because
yes.
there's so many data terminology out there right now. So data definitions, tell
mm-hmm.
me what's this before we dive into what you're gonna talk about.
Yeah, so with data definitions, it's really getting alignment across the credit union around common terminology. So simple things as much
okay.
as, what is the definition of a member?
Oh, all right.
If you ask marketing, IT, accounting,
they'll all
indirect.
Have different, okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So even just to get within the organization alignment on what is our definition of a member.
Mm-hmm.
So when we start doing analysis and looking at reports and starting to get into some of the modeling
mm-hmm.
pieces and the predictive machine learning,
mm-hmm.
we've got that common data understanding. So then marketing's not looking at something and taking certain actions based off of the data insights
all
versus
right.
accounting. Everyone's coalesced around the same terminology.
Okay. It seems like it helped people get them on the same page,
exactly.
I guess. Okay.
Yep.
Very cool. All right. That clears it up for
yes.
me. There's so many there's so many different things you can go down. All
yes.
right. And we're just now getting to this. You had a session called Analytics Matters,
mm-hmm.
Rethink How to Use Data for Membership Growth, which has
yes.
been talked about a lot here. I just got through doing, you know, a membership growth panel where we had four credit union folks, our CEOs on the panel, and the last question was technology, and data obviously came up and how to better serve your members by data. But we couldn't dive into the weeds of it because of time and stuff. But give us a couple of an overview and a couple of takeaways from your session.
Yeah, absolutely. So in my session, we really focused on some different use cases that credit unions are deploying today to help grow and expand their membership through data. Mm-hmm. So we talked a little bit about some examples of credit unions that are using predictive models mm-hmm. to better predict which members are likely to leave the credit union or become value reducers.
Okay.
Versus the old school way, and I came from a credit union, this is what we used to do, is you get that list of members that close their accounts at the end of the month and you try to do something and they've already left.
Yeah, they're already gone. Yeah.
Exactly. So being able to look at historical trends and patterns to predict which members are likely
predictive analytics.
Yes. 6 to 8 months before they actually leave, so then you can do the right outbound and the right mm-hmm. engagement with them to not only bring them back to the credit union to make sure they don't leave or reduce their value,
right,
but potentially expand their wallet share because they have so many financial needs
exactly,
out there.
Exactly.
Some of the other examples that we talked through are indirect conversions. So this one I lovingly call the holy grail of predictive analytics because this is one, you know, as an industry we've been trying to figure out for so long is how do we convert our indirect members to full-fledged members?
Right.
How do we make them profitable members? How do we get them more engaged in the credit union world versus just a auto loan and a subshare? And so again, using the predictive analytics to predict which members have the highest propensity to convert mm-hmm. and then based on third-party data that we know about them, what is that next best product mm-hmm. based on their life events.
Okay.
So then you can really get targeted in who you're doing outreach to, how you're outreaching to them, what the messaging is, what that product offering is versus having to engage every single indirect member. You can really get more targeted on it. We also talked through some early fraud warning. So not necessarily membership growth, mm-hmm. but can make a credit union much more efficient and provide a much better member experience. So instead of waiting for a member to hit a 30 to 60 to 90 day delinquency report and then having to send them the letters, mm-hmm. and it's not a great experience because the member's not making
That's not a good member experience.
Exactly. Is being able to predict based on historical data and patterns in the data which members might have a higher likelihood of going delinquent. So then you can do the appropriate outreach, but it's a very positive experience because you're reaching out to mm-hmm. help them mm-hmm. with member knowledge and education and financial literacy and helping them budget savings, mm-hmm. pay that loan, so it doesn't have a negative impact on their credit or their experience because you're being very proactive with that financial education.
Yeah, you're really turning the tables in a positive way mm-hmm. for them. What could be a negative experience, you're turning it into a positive experience where the credit union is positioned as a resource, not just like, hey, we need your money type of thing. So, wow, that's really cool how it turns around for that. So what can folks from your session, what mm-hmm. can your audience, what can they take back to their credit union Monday morning and say, hey, I learned this really cool thing from Emily and can we start getting to work on this right now? So what can you have an example of something they could do?
Absolutely. So also shared a couple of different insights. So we were able to take some credit unions data mm-hmm. And do some analysis on it. So we partnered with a couple of different credit unions to get their data. And so we were targeting ACH data and credit card transactional data. Mm-hmm. So on the ACH data, what we did is we looked at all of the transactions from all of these credit unions to see what were the top places that members were sending their money to. Mm-hmm. And the top six are all other financials.
Really?
Which should be terrifying.
Yeah.
It was Chase, it was Wells Fargo, Capital One. So what we talked through was, hey, don't try to look at every single ACH code you have flowing through your systems mm-hmm. because that is going to be overwhelming for anyone to look at because there's a ton of codes.
Yeah.
Focus on one. Go in and just run a query for Wells Fargo mm-hmm. and being able to just look at minimally which members are making payments to Wells Fargo mm-hmm. and start there. Mm-hmm. Start engaging those members.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
They're having bad experience with Wells Fargo. We know that they are. So why not bring them back to the credit union? Or even be able to look at small pieces of data. So if you're looking at Capital One payments, more than likely those are the credit card payments. So if it's a even amount payment that's going to Capital One each month, mm-hmm. well that means that probably that member is carrying a balance month to month because mm-hmm. they're either making a minimum payment or they're just trying to pay some of it. So they might be a great candidate for balance transfer to help them pay that debt down. Mm-hmm. Or if that payment is odd each month, well they're probably paying their credit card off in full each month. So they're probably taking advantage of the rewards cards.
Oh, no doubt.
So mm-hmm. that might be a great opportunity to engage with them that way. So we really did some deep dives into that ACH. So that's mm-hmm. something that very easily they can do is just go in and target one specific mm-hmm. competitor mm-hmm. of where your members are sending their money to mm-hmm. each month and do a campaign off of that to re-engage them and bring not... let the money go out the door, but keep it at the credit union to bring additional opportunities over.
Which makes your credit union that much more valuable to the member. It deepens that relationship, like you were talking about too earlier. So the significance of this, I think I just said it. What am I talking about? No, I mean, I want to get your take on it. The significance of all this is, I guess, adding value to your credit union and making that member experience all that much better, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. It's there's so many different ways data and analytics can impact the credit union. From, you know, first and foremost, a much different member experience, because you really are showing that you know your members better than even they know. You can predict what's going to happen in their lives. You can predict what is going to be the right fit for them, how to have that conversation, what education they need. So really can rescope and change how you engage with your members through the channels, through the different technologies, and really meet the members where they're at. So that's first and foremost, I think, so important. But then if you also look at the other pieces, is looking at how data and analytics can impact how you underwrite loans, your processes, how you create efficiencies, how you deploy staffing differently. There's so many different ways that data and analytics can impact a credit union. That's why, you know, as we were talking about earlier, it really has to be that enterprise approach to it. It can't just be an IT project or a marketing project. It goes across the board.
As you're talking, I'm thinking, my, how far we've come. I remember when I was a little kid and going through the drive-thru, and I thought that was the greatest thing ever. It's like, wow, the drive-thru, this is awesome. I don't have to get out of the car to deposit a check or whatever. Now it's like, you can serve the member down to the individual. It's that finite now, which is amazing.
Amazing.
All right. Anything else to add, Emily? And we could talk about this all day long.
I know, I
get the feeling that you could talk about this all day long as well. So any final words of wisdom, anything to wrap up here?
No, I think the only, I shared this example earlier today, because I think it's a real life one we were joking about. So today's my birthday.
Hey,
so
happy birthday.
Talking data analytics on my birthday. But real life example this morning is, you know, got email from my credit union wishing me a happy birthday.
That's cool.
And it was a very nice email.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Thanks for being a member.
Yeah.
Also got an email from my local cupcake place. Probably eat too many cupcakes, but that's okay. And the email from my cupcake place was, hey, come on in for your free birthday cupcake.
Yeah.
And we know your favorite cupcake is cookie dough cupcake. Because it is.
All right.
And so it was just very parallel emails this morning. And again, living in the world of data and analytics, this is what we think about all the time. But when I take a step back, is which company do I feel like knew me better? Probably my cupcake place knew me a little bit better, because they were able to make a personalized recommendation.
They knew
my favorite versus just this generic happy birthday from my credit union. So if you think of all of the data my cupcake place has on me versus my credit union, they know where I work, where I shop, you know, my deposits, my loans, my credit, all of it.
They could even said that, hey, you have plenty of money to go to your favorite cupcake place to get your cupcakes.
Exactly. So I think it was just, you know, again, real life thing this morning when I was just comparing two different communications or campaigns that got sent to me because of my birthday. But it's like, that's where using data can enhance that experience, because it's like, you know, wow, my cupcake email was way more personalized than my credit union one was, and it should be different. So
that's a presentation in the making right there.
Exactly.
Or a white paper or something like that, because comparing your cupcakes to credit unions, cupcakes to credit unions, there's something there, Emily. All right.
And lots of market research with eating a lot of cupcakes.
Yeah, well, you got to do that. That's
an
unnecessary thing.
Absolutely.
All right, Emily, thank you so much for hanging out. This is great information, awesome information. I think it's very practical information for credit unions to, again, take back to their office Monday morning and go, hey, let's try some of this stuff. We got to better serve our members. So good stuff. All right, Emily.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's her birthday. Yay. All right.